rise up, church. This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
In the gritty and difficult places of the world, God calls his people to be salt and light to the broken and the needy. That's what the front line is all about. Open your heart and your mind. Today's show is about to begin.
Well, well, good morning. We have a great program for you. This is The Front Line. I'm David Frank, who are your host, and I have co-hosts I need to interview, or not interview. I've interviewed you before.
Yeah, before what? But
before to introduce Ed Skiba. Good morning,
good
brother.
Good morning, David. Another beautiful South Florida morning.
It is certainly.
We have a little bit of liquid sunshine today.
Well, we do.
We can deal with that.
I think my grass needs it.
Yeah,
you know, it looks bad.
I came all the way in from Indian Town, and I went to leave and had an accident right outside my community.
Oh.
And had to take an alternative route to get here, but I made it anyway, so.
Well, I'm glad you did.
Yeah.
And you said your alternative route was quicker than the one you were going to take.
Yeah, good thing I've got four-wheel drive.
Yeah, right? Well, that's right. Yeah, I got all the pasture land out there. And Ann Lomhoko coming into us over the phone. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning, everybody. It's a pleasure to join you over the phone today. I apologize I could not be in the studio, but I'm grateful to be able to join in this wonderful conversation today, and I'm excited about our guests. So
Amen.
Good morning.
Amen. And Ann says she's going to be done by the bottom of the hour, so if people want to call in, they can come in through the phone line she is currently on, and so we thank you for that. We have as our guest this morning, we have several wonderful ladies from Women's Refuge Vero Beach Ministry, and we've had Diane Ludwig and some of your folk here before, and you're back, and the reason you're back is there's always more to talk about. But particularly, and it's an ongoing concern, anyone that loves God, and through, because God loves us and we love his people, we know there are many people in our culture that are at risk, women being on the top of the list, but not too far below as children. But Women's Refuge of Vero Beach is a ministry, and I'm going to ask Diane to give us a little more detail, but is a ministry that reaches out and brings women at risk into a loving, warm, protective environment where God can minister to them, affect the kind of changes they need in their lives, grow their strength, grow their faith, and in all, do a tremendous work of restoration. And of course, Diane will, and our friends here will talk about that more. But I'm impressed, literally. I don't know that there are other ministries that do this. I'd like to meet them. And as a matter of fact, maybe some of you are listening right now, because where our job is to raise the body of Christ up here at WCNO, and so they can be blessed, and also you can be blessed as a listener, knowing what God is doing. So at any rate, without any further ado, and before we will be taking breaks throughout the hour, so I want to get Diane Ludwig a chance to introduce her. The lovely people you've brought with you.
Well, good morning. I'm so pleased to be here, and our staff along with me. Thank you for having us again, and your listening audience. I want to introduce Denise Ketreside. She's our Director of Development. And we have Carol Lopez. She is our Finance Manager. And our biblical counselor, Marie Bishop, is with us today as well. And
wonderful.
I know that there's going to be some opportunities for them to share their story about how the Women's Refuge impacted their lives as well.
Yes, I hope to hear from you all. And we need to hear. You know, why does God give us a testimony? In part, it's so we can share what God is doing in our life with others who need to hear it. You know, and I was, by the way, disabused from the idea when I first came to Christ. I thought, well, geez, Jesus, how can you use my? I've never done anything bad. I mean, you know, from my viewpoint, right? I was never a criminal. Yeah, I never, wasn't a mass murderer or anything like that. I didn't steal. I didn't rob banks. None of that. I have none of that in my story. But I found out so many other people. You know, those stories are great, but someone needs to hear the fact that I just needed Jesus because I'm a sinner.
Amen.
That's my crime, if
yes.
you will.
Amen. Yes, all and of ours.
He delivered me from that. So tell us a little bit about the ministry, Diane, and for what the history, how it got started, mm-hmm. what you're doing today.
Well, over 27 years ago, our founder, Donna Robart, was a practicing nurse in a hospital outside of Atlanta, Georgia, and she was a head charge nurse in the psychiatric ward. She saw a lot of women in those units who really didn't need to be there or really didn't have a safe place to go once they left there. She was limited in sharing her faith to these people, and she knew some of them just needed Jesus, like you had talked about earlier, David. Moving forward, the Lord impressed upon her heart over 40 years ago, actually, to open up a home for women who needed further help in dealing with their tragedies of life, their difficult circumstances that they were encountering, and to work through those things along with the Word of God to help them through this. And the Lord gave her an opportunity. A couple of tragedies in her life. Her first husband died of a heart attack after a sailing venture with her and her husband, died right there on the beach. But God restored. She ended up moving from, I believe it was Mississippi or North Carolina, down to Florida, where her best friend was. And she rented an apartment near the beach in the Treasure Coast area where we're from. And as God would have it, she said to God, "Lord, if I am supposed to be married again, you have to have him knock on my door because I'm not going to be looking for a gentleman."
see what's coming.
Yes. And right next door, her future husband, Ted, landed, and of course he did. He knocked on her door, and I still to this day don't know why. I don't know if he was borrowing a cup of sugar or asking her to take a walk with him. But after a year or so, he proposed to her, and I like to say he was the missing puzzle piece because her vision to open up this house still hadn't come to fruition. But once the two of them married, the land where we are right now opened up. It was donated. And their first board of directors started the building. And where we are now is a beautiful sanctuary that has three buildings on it. We have a main house of where the resident, it's a Christian live-in program for women who are dealing with difficult life circumstances like depression, anxiety, PTSD, loss, those difficult things that we all encounter. And we also have a very thriving biblical counseling center where we minister to men, women, and children. And we also have a secondary house where women who have gone through a 9-month program and want to stay a little bit longer have an opportunity to have a discipleship or internship program where actually Carol, who is with us today, has been through the internship program. I myself came through the counseling program, as well as Marie Bishop, our counselor, and Denise, our development director, also originally came as a counselee, and now we are all on staff, as God would have it.
Oh, wow, that's wonderful, though. Mm-hmm. So you started out really being ministered to, and what kind of, it's really great because you bring a tremendous substance of experience and the big heart of God into what you're doing for the ministry of the people who come. It's really cool.
Yes, most of our counselors have gone through some very difficult life challenges, death of a child, death of a spouse, depression, anxiety. So we can relate to these women and men, and families that mm-hmm. come to us. We also offer support groups to our community. But I want to go back to something you had mentioned earlier in about women at risk.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that there are women listening today who are really feeling that they are at the end of their rope.
Mm-hmm.
And our ladies, we were talking on the way down, you know, we have this social media influence in our lives, and it looks like everyone is having this perfect life, and their children are great, and they're graduating with honors, and their husband is a strong man of God. I mean, all of these things that we see people in our community, that really it's really a facade for the most part. And so we are striving to be what everyone expects our lives to be, and it's not that way. It's not that way, and our children are always going to be challenged or disappoint us or suffer consequences for their actions that are going to impact the family. And, you know, husbands and wives have marriage difficulties. It's everyday challenges that people go through, and the stresses of today's lives, women and men, we recognize that as well, have never been busier. And we're pulled in so many different directions and trying to maintain our spiritual life, our emotional life, our mental health is very challenging. So that's where we step in and we offer the support of people going through these difficulties.
And so it's, well, it includes women who are being abused. That isn't there's no limit, that's not a limitation on your outreach. It's also women who are just struggling with emotional issues, perhaps mental health issues, maybe a combination thereof, and just happen to have found that all these things have vectored into their life and caused great pain and suffering. And so while they're probably being very supported at home, but they need a particular environment to help them get a focus.
Well, if I could, this is a good segue to open the floor for Carol. She's got a testimony that probably a lot of your listeners can relate to.
Go ahead, Carol, and I'll make sure your mic is working.
Okay, can you hear me?
Oh, perfect.
Yes,
perfect.
Great. Well, first again, thank you for having us here, for allowing us, all of us, to share our testimony. And it's true what Ed was saying about, you know, we're the body of Christ, so we come together. So for me, what brought me to the refuge 17 years ago was the loss of my child, my daughter, 17 years old, tragically. And this wasn't, though, my first loss. I had 12 years earlier, tragically lost my son in a different accident. He was 11 years old. So the difference between that time prior is that I've always known the Lord. I know that God is good. Jesus died on the cross for me.
Mm-hmm.
But that's pretty the foundation that I had growing up. So now when this happened to me in my life, first time was 26 years ago, I mean, it hit me hard in my relationship with the Lord. Because then now I'm questioning, well, God, I thought you were good. So I'm so grateful for the Women's Refuge, because it really helped me. They met me first where I was in my understanding of the Lord, to how much that I know who I was in Christ and who God is. So I had to have an understanding of God's sovereignty. So that, of course, over the time that you're there, which I love the first 2 weeks you're there, there's no phone, there's no internet. You get to just focus on that time with the Lord and truly understanding who I was in Christ, and understanding that the death of my children was not because God was punishing me or he's a mean God. It's because I was myself raised thinking, you know, that God's only in the good, that he's not in the bad. Well, over these years, I have learned that God is in everything.
Amen.
He's a sovereign God.
Amen.
And he does allow things to happen in your life.
Yes.
So what was great for me when I came here was understanding that, just spending the time with the Lord and knowing that he is a loving God, and that we're living in a fallen world.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Where death is part of that. So again, I coming here, those even the first 2 weeks, it's very intense, what we study, but it helped me so much just, again, to get a new firm foundation on the Lord, understanding who God is, and then building up from that.
Amen.
So the counseling that we receive there, when you first come, you get three times a week, and then it, you know, continues. Our classes that we do together, didn't realize how my codependency, this is what I was struggling with, anxiety, depression. Oh, that was the first time I was diagnosed with PTSD. I had never even heard that term. I thought that's just the military, that's for men. And it was my doctor, actually. I went to see him, and he looks at me, and he goes, Carol, I'm really concerned with you. He goes, I'm afraid I might have to Baker Act you.
Wow.
And I looked at him with tears in my eyes saying, I'm not crazy, I'm just hurting. And I needed, so I found out from someone through church about this place. And when I found out it was biblical, I knew that was the place that I needed to go. I had already tried the worldly counseling, and it was empty. It left me empty for so many years. And it wasn't until, unfortunately, I had to experience the loss of my second child that I was able to come to the refuge.
Can I ask you a question? Yes, was the counseling Christian-based?
Previously, no. But here in the refuge, it is.
That's what I meant previously.
Yes, no, it was worldly.
That explains a lot.
Yes. I felt that they only gave me medication, and that was it until the next appointment.
Right.
So when I found out about this place, it changed my life.
Carol was actually one of those who Donna had seen years earlier. She knew, like Carol said, I'm hurting, I'm not crazy, that Donna was really wanting to reach out to. And everything we do at the Women's Refuge is biblical based.
Beautiful.
Amen.
I assumed that, but I wanted to emphasize the fact that secular counseling is good for secular people,
correct,
but not for Christians. It doesn't work well.
It's real. It's humanism, there's
That's
no room
the
for there's no even concept.
I can fix everything for me.
Right.
Yeah.
It's all about
wrong.
Me. And of course, it should be all about God. Anne, did you have any questions? You've been all quiet there.
Oh yeah, it's hard to know when to kind of go in because you guys cannot physically see me. But it has to be the Holy Spirit and the transformative Word of God that ministers.
Amen.
Yes.
And I would love to hear. You know, thank you, by the way, for sharing that beautiful testimony. That's beautiful, because only the Lord can really heal the deep, deep, deep wounds. So if you could share what kind of, how does it work with ministering the Word of God and the Holy Spirit in at the Refuge Center? If you could give some detail regarding that.
I'd like to have Marie Bishop, our counselor, address that.
Hi, Anne. Thank you for asking that question. You know, Donna did start this ministry 27 years ago, and being a psych nurse, she knew that, yes, medicine, you know, healthcare had some good offering. However, the truth is that without the Word of God, without that which gives life, our lives would be empty.
Amen.
And so her founding chapter, you know, is in Romans, and yet one of the scriptures that this ministry is based on is Romans 12:2. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Amen.
And that's what the ministry is based on. We are a biblical counseling center. We do that in three different forms, three different settings. We have, of course, a community counseling, which is open to women, their families, their children. We then, for those who need more, we have the residential program. Again, like Carol was saying, it is transformative, but it is intense. It is an intensive. And that can be from 2 weeks up to 9 months. We have the internship and the discipleship. But the whole point is that their minds are being transformed by the Word of God.
Amen.
Amen.
So that's what made this ministry different. It is the Word of God.
Amen.
Amen.
And it should be at the heart of any transformative work, really. Because outside of that, I'm convincing myself of something that probably, you know, it's just in the head, but it's got to make its way to the heart.
Amen.
We're not going to take a break until the bottom of the hour, so
okay.
I just think we're kind of on a roll here. I don't want to.
You know, you mentioned something. You know, we try to do it on our own. We realize, as Christians, we realize we can't do it on our own, and we come to a point of submitting, of surrendering to the Lord. But you know, when we release whatever it is we're holding on to, He has so much more blessing to pour back into us.
Yeah.
And I had mentioned earlier about me coming to the Refuge as a counselee, but I'd also like to have an opportunity for Denise to share about her journey to the Refuge and her. You know, she was a woman at risk, and what it meant to her to finally come to the Refuge and what she's gained.
Can you hear me okay?
Very nice. Yes.
So when I first came to the Refuge, I think I had found it on social media. I was living in a marriage where he was mentally and emotionally abusive, and most people don't recognize mental and emotional abuse as abuse. And so I had this perfect life. I live in this gated community. On the outside looking in, everything looked perfect, and no one would have known the horrors I was facing behind closed doors. So I had found the Refuge, I believe, on social media, and the first time I went, I had pulled in the parking lot, and I sat outside, and I was just trying to find the courage to go in. And it was in this, we call it the Sunshine House, which is the counseling building, and I had sat outside, and so I called. I thought, I'll just call and talk to someone, and I'll see how they treat me, because I was so afraid that they weren't going to see me as someone who needed help. And so I called, and it was a volunteer working the front desk, and she said, oh, we have these wonderful counselors, but they're all in a meeting right now, so if I can get your name and number. And honestly, I was afraid my husband was going to find out that I had stopped there. So I started crying, and I said, I can't give you my number, I'll just come back, and I left. And about 6 months later, I was scrolling through Indeed looking for a job, and I was praying, because I knew a divorce was imminent, and I just prayed, you know, God, this is how much I need just to sustain myself and my two children who are older, but this is what we need to survive off of. And so the next morning I was scrolling, and lo and behold, Women's Refuge popped up for the director of development. And I have a background and working for a radio station and working for a couple other jobs that was really fit the bill. And so I printed off an application I had, and I'm like, Lord, I need help. And I need a job. And I walked through the door, and that's exactly what I said. And they got me scheduled for counseling, and I had started the counseling, and Diane called me in for an interview. And I felt like I had completely bombed it, and I thought, there's no way they're going to hire me. And Diane called and talked to me, and my counseling continued. And it just, I've been to Christian counselors before, but I didn't know there was a difference in Christian counselors versus biblical counselors. When I started counseling with a biblical counselor, that literally, we opened our Bible, Marie was the first counselor I had spoke to, actually, and she handed me a Bible and said, let's turn to verse, you know, whatever, and see what God's Word says. And I was instantly hooked. When you turn to God's Word to speak truth into you, it really made a difference.
Amen.
So I ended up getting the job. I just thank God for that. I raised money to help women who may have financial struggles and can't afford counseling or can't afford the live-in program. So every day I get up excited to serve God and to feed back into women. Because there's so many women out there that don't realize that during life's trials, whether it's losing a child, whether it's going through a divorce, the impact that having a loving, biblical sisterhood of women who are beside you and behind you every step of the way, it just really makes a difference. And that was about a year ago, and now I'm actually going through the divorce right now. My husband said, you want to live a Christian life? I don't. I want a divorce. And I could, if I didn't have this community around me to remind me of God's love and remind me who I am in Christ, I wouldn't be able to speak right now. I would be a broken mess. And it's hard. It's hard going through it. But having that level of support and to have those women who are telling me, this is who God says you are, and just feeding me with God's Word just makes all the difference in the world. So I would have before coming to the Women's Refuge, I never would have thought that there was somebody out there to support me in this way.
That's powerful. Just, thank you.
Let me make a little observation on that. I'm a critical incident stress manager counselor. Mm-hmm. I've been a police chaplain for over 30 years, and I've seen this many times. One of the biggest situations I see that you had was thinking that your crisis was only your crisis and nobody else would recognize it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Ladies out there, if you're listening to this, go to somebody that is biblically based and they will recognize your crisis. One of the things I teach pastoral crisis intervention. One of the things I teach is a crisis is always a crisis to the person who is in crisis.
Right. Amen.
You may not see it, but it's always a crisis to them. So any pastors that are out there listening, understand that. Don't just poo-poo them and say, oh, that's nothing. That happens. It happens in all marriages. No. Right. No, it doesn't happen in all marriages. And if it does, all people take it differently. Nobody takes it the same way as another person did.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
You need to be validated is what you needed. Yeah.
Right. I did. And just to know that it was okay to have someone to speak to. I just want to say, too, something that really impressed me is I wasn't there to criticize my husband. I was there to get help for me. Because for me, I was there for me, not anything against him. And the women prayed with me for him, for God to move in his heart and in his mind. And that's something, it's not the same as going to your friend going to your mom or your sister. I mean, God love our family and friends, but for them to say, this is who you are in Christ and you are loved and he is too. Let's pray for him. Let's pray that he overcome whatever it is, whatever is over him. So that made a difference too. It was such a positive experience. There was no condemnation against me, against him. It was, we're here for you. We're here to make you stronger.
Beautiful.
So you can stand in Christ in this moment.
We are all about reconciliation at the Refuge. We do not lead someone one way or another in the marriage relationship. But what we do is, if it can't be reconciled between the two, and know that you can reconcile with Christ in your heart. This is about family. It's about seeking God's will for your life. And unfortunately, there comes a time where you do have to make a decision whether this is going to be the right decision that God wants for you in your life. But we're here to support them in whatever decision they make. We do not make those decisions for people in marital crisis, but we are there to counsel them with God's word and to support them through this journey. I know when I first came to the Refuge, I was experiencing marital problems, and I really thought I was going to get a divorce. And I realized I had a lot of unforgiveness in my heart, and I was shown a better way that to offer grace and forgiveness to my husband. And we're 32 years into marriage, and couldn't ask for a better husband. And I was shown my shortcomings in the relationship. So, you know, we are here to give them the truth, to guide them through the truth.
Would it be okay for me to mention the codependency class a little bit?
Sure.
I love that Diane said
we'll be taking a break in about a minute.
Okay, I'll hurry.
Okay.
My counselor actually recommended I take our codependency support group, which made a huge transformation in who I was, and that's ultimately what led me to where I am today, and or that's where we are, because I quit allowing myself to be mistreated, and he made that decision based off me not allowing myself to be mistreated anymore.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And you know, people don't always think about that in any kind of relationship with a man and wife or a woman and woman, man and man, never. You know, there are relationships where there's one person trying to win over the other, trying to overcome the other.
Right.
And we don't have to put up with that.
No.
But that's something that I think comes through a relationship with Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
That's the gift of God and the strength. We're going to go ahead and take a break, and when we come back, we're going to be inviting people to call in, ask questions of our crew here, 772 7-2-2-1-1-1-0-0 is the number. 7-7-2-2-2-1-1-1-0-0. We'll be back shortly.
Amen.
Hi, this is Karen Hubbard, inviting you to join me every Friday at 11 a.m. for Hidden Places, where you'll hear exciting testimonies, amazing stories, and casual conversations with believers just like you, here on WCNO 89.9 FM.
Revival's in the air. The kingdom of God is here. This is Luann Linnegan, the host of Kingdom Recovery. I invite you to join me every Friday at 5 p.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. Kingdom Recovery is a live, cutting-edge program where I will be talking about God's saving, healing, and delivering power. Don't miss it. Revival's in the air.
Do you know what happens every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WCNO Christian Radio? News and views to edify the body of Christ. Exciting authors, pastors, teachers, folks invested in richly blessed ministries where the church meets the world. God is doing things you want to hear about. That's Wednesday Live, airing every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WCNO 89.9 FM.
Welcome back to the front line, and we are on the front line. We're always on the front line, but today, you know, these issues are great concern, and Women's Refuge of Vero Beach, a tremendous ministry, Diane Ludwig. By the way, I forget your title, is it executive director?
Executive director.
I thought it was, but I wasn't sure.
That's
okay. Our titles are important. They tell us, you know, what people do, but the executive director, Diane Ludwig, is here with her team, and I'll I've got everybody's name here. So Denise, Marie, and Carol, and they all have significant roles in the ministry, and they've all been participants in the ministry as well. What I'd like to, we have a lot of listeners now, and particularly we're speaking to the women, but men you listen to, which is a psychological ploy. So men are going to listen harder than they normally would, because I'm saying it's really for the women. But we talk about fear, and most of you've all mentioned fears that you dealt with. And you were talking about being afraid of going into the building to make a connection. But it struck me that we all have fears. We don't often know what they are, how to identify them, and what's going on in our lives. But yet we do have a sense of dread, of darkness encroaching on us, of anxiety. I'd love for you just to talk about some of the fears women are dealing with, and the kind of fears that they can bring to Christ in this ministry that you have.
I am going to turn this talk over to my friends with me today, but we're talking about fears, and you know, women are facing such a degree of you need to be this super person. Mm. You've got to be the best mom. You've got to be a devoted wife. You've got to be the church goer who's there volunteering every time the doors are open. You know, helping your children at school. And the fear of not being enough. Or what if my husband was to leave? Then what happens? How am I going to manage? Mm. What happens when I get that diagnosis of cancer? What's going to happen to me? So I am going to ask Marie to give us some examples that she hears in the counseling room, mm-hmm. the fears that are expressed not only by women, but the men that we also counsel.
Well, I think if you just look at what's going on in culture, you know, the anxiety medications, antidepressants, all these things are epic proportionally being given out. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a testimony to what's going on. And we may say, oh, it's an anxiety problem. Oh, it's a depression problem. It's a trauma problem. But the underlying issue is fear. We either walk in fear or we walk in faith, and that's where this ministry can actually help, because you can't walk in fear and faith at the same time. And like Denise said, it is when she came to the realization that she had a big God, and that she was in Christ, that she could then become in reality what she knew she was in Christ. She had to live it out. She had to see herself as Christ saw her. And once she did, then she realized that her individual life was as sacred, if not more sacred, than the institution that was harming her.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, God loves marriage. We love marriage. Mm-hmm. And yet you have two people involved in that, and it only takes one to destroy it.
Mm-hmm.
It takes two to make it. And women fear. We are, a lot of us don't want to admit it, but we are the weaker sex, physically, financially.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we may have some little more strength in the emotional aspect because we experience the emotions more. But yeah, you have women coming in, they're afraid to speak up, to say this hurts, to say this isn't right. They're afraid to leave. Like Denise, she had to have a job. She couldn't support herself, you know, if her marriage fell apart. And it's not just in abuse. It's what if your spouse dies? You know, do you have the wherewithal? Do you have the ability to support yourself? And so fears are rampant, and they're becoming increasingly public. And I think that's why we have such an anxiety and depression problem right now. And that's where the biblical counseling comes in, because we're going to not necessarily address the symptoms, but the root issue. And the root issue is there is no fear in perfect love.
Yeah.
And when you know that you are loved perfectly by a really, really big God, then you don't fear, and you can walk in that calm confidence of a quiet spirit. And that quiet spirit isn't just keeping your mouth shut. It's that peace that transcends understanding. And that's what we hope to give these women, regardless of what fears are cropping up, questions in their minds.
One of the things that Denise brought up that I think is relevant is the biblical admonition. You didn't quite put it in those terms. Don't be unequally yoked.
Yes.
And that is a very, very deep seated problem with women that get into this situation.
Unfortunately, sometimes you don't know that you're unequally yoked until you start living with that person and realize that the person may do all the right things, but their heart is far from it.
Amen.
I mean, isn't that what James says, you know, that why do we have quarrels and fights? Because we desire different things. And so I think you're correct in saying that, but sometimes we get ourselves into a pickle. we don't really understand why, but we're there, and now we have to deal with it.
Yeah, I notice. Now I'll personally admit, because I'm an old guy, almost as old as Ed.
as
amazing as it would seem, but I'm not as embedded in social media as a lot of younger people are. But I do notice that a lot of people, men and women, often when they have a quandary, which, and I'm going to assume it's spiritual. I think ultimately all of our quandaries are spiritual in nature, but the psychological aspect is there as well. They turn to social media and they ask for help. What do you think about this? Or I'm dealing with this, you know. And of course, as most people can see, I have a certain prejudice against social media when it comes to that. But let's just throw this out for a minute. In your experience, you know, how many people you know that will turn to social media because they're not godly people? Let's face it. And what else? Well, they're not going to turn to God.
That's the problem.
What are you getting? Some of the, I'm going to use the word debris, because that's debris comes after an explosion. Are you getting a lot of debris in your experience in the ministry from people that tried that and got damaged even further? Go ahead. Yeah.
So something I was going to say is, I think what we do, the mistake that we make, and I know I probably did too, is turning to people we trust, not realizing or it not occurring to us that God is the ultimate truth teller. Yeah. God holds the truth. He holds the answer. Our Bible tells us everything that we need. And sometimes we just need somebody to help us to find that in the Bible because we have a skewed vision. I know with me, I was very codependent. And I needed somebody to help me to really assess myself and why I was acting the way I was acting. And one of our support groups in the counseling really helped me with that. And I was looking for truth in people that I trusted. But what I should have been doing is turning to God, who I can ultimately trust to share the truth with me. So I didn't mean to, I know Diane was fixing to say something, but that when you said, I was trusting in people that I knew, but I knew God. And I had received Christian counseling, but again, that was secular. That was people. I was turned into a person.
They may be in the same situation you are, but keeping it to themselves.
Yes. It's,
so, you know.
Yeah. That's one of the things I loved about here is they turned to
blind
the Bible.
The blind.
Yeah, so social media, it often gives you contradictory solutions for your situation. And they're looking for society to the answer to their problems. And you may have some very well-meaning friends, even Christian sisters and brothers, who feel that they're giving you good advice. But as Denise said, the truth lies in God's Word. And that's where the refuge, we want to keep you accountable. It's one thing to say, well, I always do this. Well, what's God's Word tells us to do? So we're there to really guide them in going, get the answers from the Lord and those, and perhaps seek out pastors or those that you, Denise mentioned the word trust, those you know are living a godly life and will give you the hard truth when you don't want to hear it. And I can tell you from my experience, it was hard to get the counsel that I received from the Women's Refuge, but it changed my life. And I'm glad that they spoke truth to me and that I was willing to work it out, to walk it out and trust God that He would meet me where I'm at. And I just want to say to our listeners that we offer the freedom in Christ to overcome the challenges that you are experiencing. We're not promising you that everything's going to be rosy, because we know that you've got to walk through the flames, but knowing that Christ is by your side and He will see you through. His Word tells us over and over and over again, He will never leave you nor forsake you. And He is our freedom. He died on that cross for us to give us that freedom and to have our identity in Christ, and knowing that we have the power of the Holy Spirit to overcome the world.
Amen.
Amen.
And if there's any message that people who are not godly or who are marginally godly get from the devil, is they're not worthy. And this is one of his famous lines. He doesn't want any of us to think that we are worthy to receive the love God has promised us, and that is clearly expressed voluminously in the Word of God. Old and New Testament, Amen. The consistency. Is God has chosen to love us sinners, dirty and rotten as we are. He's chosen to love us, and not just to love us, but to love us through the death of His Son, so that we, in receiving the gift of Christ, can have eternity with Him. That's pretty awesome to me. That's the gospel message.
Amen.
But
Amen.
There are some people, we're going to take a break in about 20 seconds. But there are people listening right now that don't believe that anything you've talked about is for them, because they have been told, not by any God, but by the devil, through whatever means he's used, that they're not worthy. We're going to talk about worthiness and about how to get in touch with the Women's Refuge of Vero Beach when we get back.
Great.
I Hi there, this is John Nelson with FamiliesRecover.org. We offer hope and support for families being torn apart by addiction, enabling healthy decision-making that leads to a productive and meaningful lives. You can reach us at 772-285-5828.
Everything that happened to me was good.
I'm Minister Ezekiel Jones of Lively Stones Ministry, along with Reverend Evangelist Hermani. Join us on every Saturday at 7:45 a.m. on WCNO 89.9.
Welcome back to the front line. We're in the last 15 minutes of our program for today. We have live in the studio... everybody has to be live to be in the studio, by the way, because it's just the way it works.
It's hard to hear them if they're not.
We have Diane Ludwig, the executive director of Women's Refuge of Vero Beach, tremendous ministry. It ministers to women in all points of need, really. Three of her staff people, all of whom have also experienced the ministry of Women's Refuge of Vero Beach. I want to start with, you'd mentioned during the break, Marie?
Mm-hmm.
I got it right. You shared some scripture with us because we were talking about worthiness.
Right.
And would you read that again, please?
Yes, I mentioned Romans 5:8. It says, God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And the beauty of that is then it goes on in verse 10 and it says, for if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, how much more now that we are reconciled shall we be saved by this life? And I think that, you know, we were talking about social media, and social media has its good points. I mean, you know, we do a lot of Facebook stuff, just trying to let people know that we're out there. However, we have to remember that social media only gives you so much space. Mm-hmm. And to take a Bible verse, it's the Word of God, but if you take that out of context, you can make it say almost anything you want it to
say. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And so one of the things we do at the Women's Refuge, like Denise said, is you will always find us having the Word of God open, and we take you to that scripture. We ask you to read it. We want you to think through it, but not just that scripture. If you're in that scripture, we'll take you all over the Bible because we want you to see it in context.
Amen.
Because, again, you can take it out of context, but when you see a scripture in context, you understand how the biblical writers meant for us to interpret it.
Right. Amen. Always prove scripture by scripture.
Exactly. I had a friend who said you need to read scripture 20-20, the 20 verses before and the 20 verses after.
Oh, good. I love it.
Talking about worthy and our listeners, and we know there are people listening that I have committed the worst crime. I have done the worst of the worst, and I am not worthy to even be called God's child, and I walked away from him. But guess what? None of us is worthy. None Amen. Of us is worthy and deserve God's grace. But it tells us here in 2 Samuel, Samuel is saying, I call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised, and I am saved from my enemies. That's 2 Samuel 22:4. And the thing is, God wants to save us. He wants to save us from ourselves.
Amen.
And,
Amen.
You know, we have committed the worst of the worst. And God says, if you've broken one commandment, you've broken them all. So, you know, it's only by God's grace that we've been saved by his death on the cross that opened up the gates of heaven for us, all who believe in him and ask for his mercy and grace. And anyone who's listening, you know, just take a moment right now and acknowledge that you're not worthy. Amen. I'm not worthy. Amen. But say, but Lord, I know that you hear my prayer and I need help. And I want to change. Something has got to change in my life because I can't continue this way. So reach out to the Women's Refuge. Our phone number is 772-770-4424. That's the Women's Refuge of Vero Beach, 772-770-4424.
And you don't have to be in Vero Beach to participate, receive the gift of this ministry, do you?
We've had women come from all over the world to be part of our program.
Yeah.
We also offer virtual counseling, so we can counsel anyone, any place in the world.
And I wanted to emphasize that because, you know, we're, again, at this stage in the program and people listening and saying, well, that's well and good, but I live in Broward County.
Hey, you can live in Australia.
You can live in Australia. and you can still participate.
Amen.
What's the website again?
The website is Women's Refuge VB.org. That's Women's Refuge, V as in Victor, B as in Boy, .org. Take a look at our website. Call us, 772-770-4424. We have lots to offer. We have support groups that are available as well that can be done virtually.
And if you were not in a position to write any of that down, if you'll call the radio station at 772-221-1100, that's WCNO 89.9 FM, then one of us here, if we're not all going to lunch. some people say I'm out to lunch all the time, Ed. And maybe you know that because you're my buddy. But we will get your call. We'll get the voicemail. We will get back to you and give you all the contact information so that you can reach out to this wonderful ministry. We got a couple minutes yet before we have to sign off. But because we do have a few minutes, Diane,
how can they help?
What it must be said before we go off the air? What's God put on your heart or hearts? What must be said in the six and a half minutes we have?
We talked about fear. Don't be afraid to pick up the phone and give us a call. Your situation is not new. We've been serving people for over 27 years, and we've experienced just about everything you can imagine. And our hearts and minds are open to help. That's what God has called us to do, to serve his people, those wounded souls like yours that need some salve, some word of God to soothe you, to comfort you, to give you courage, to give you perseverance, to give you strength. So don't be afraid to pick up the phone and give us a call and ask for help.
Do you differentiate between psychological, spiritual, emotional abuse, and physical abuse?
We are blessed to have Safe Space, which is an organization in town. If you're fleeing with the clothes on your back from a physical abusive situation, give them a call. I don't have their 800 number here in front of me, but if you have an opportunity, so the physical abuse is a big concern. Probably mm-hmm. 4 out of 5 women that come into our program have experienced some type of physical abuse.
Right.
However, the immediate need to get away from your situation, we refer people to Safe Space.
That's what I was looking for. Do you have a referral system?
And we have other referrals, too, if you're facing homelessness or mm-hmm. addiction issues. Yeah. We do have... means to help.
That's the other thing I was going to ask you to comment on is that people may call not really knowing what's going on, and you may find that you need to make a referral. You know people, you know ministries, you know agencies, and so you're a good point of contact because they may need help not within your wheelhouse, or they may need more help than you're going to be able to provide.
Yeah.
And we can partner with many of the ministries. We have partnered with many of the ministries in Indian River County and elsewhere. We have support groups which are open. Denise mentioned the codependency. And, you know, sometimes the church has a problem with that word, codependency.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's people-pleasing. And if when you say it like that, then you realize we all have codependent problems, absolutely, right? I usually, when I facilitate that, I say, I know you're codependent. And the ladies ask, why? And I said, because you're breathing. There was only one person that was never codependent, and that was Jesus, because he entrusted himself fully to the Father. But we also have sexual abuse support groups. We also have an anger management, which I like to say that is more of an emotional regulation class. And we have women groups, just Bible studies. We have all kinds of things. So not just the counseling, not just the residential program, but a lot of different things that we offer.
I'm glad you brought up the anger management, because I think the fact that, women come to you with the emotional issues is the root of that is the anger that men feel in today's society. And in many cases, they are forced to feel inadequate.
Yes.
And emasculated, if you will, and that what causes the anger, and who do they take it out on? The most convenient victim, and it's usually the women.
It's always an attempt to try to assume power and control.
Exactly.
And, you know, women can do that just as well as men, but when we do not have our identity rooted in Jesus Christ, we're going to feel insecure. And that's how that is demonstrated or manifests, is wide range.
There you go.
So. It's been helpful for me to learn some time ago that anger is the child of fear.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And when I'm angry, I'm really afraid. I should ask what am I afraid of?
Absolutely. Behind anger, you can find fear.
I had a quick question before we have only a couple of minutes, but a caller had called in and asked, what does it cost? What does the ministry cost someone, and how can they afford it?
We offer the biblical counseling course. Biblical counseling is the suggested contribution is $60 for an hour. If they're interested in our residential program, the minimum stay would be 2 weeks for $425. Every month after that they wish to stay is $850 per month. If you have a challenge meeting those pricing, we offer scholarships to the individuals that we talk to, and also we ask you to reach out to your churches, families, friends, to support you during that time.
Amen. Thank you. And the thing that I would say is that if you're hurting, that and you just entrust your needs to God. He will provide. Amen. He will.
Always.
And this is an area of ministry that will bless you. God will provide. He'll make sure you can do it.
That's right.
And everybody will get on board with you, which I think is the coolest thing. And Lim Hoko was on with us first half hour. Sent me a great a citation from the Word of God, Isaiah 41:10. And this is from the New Living Translation. Don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will hold you up with my victorious right hand. That's God's promise to you, to all of us, and especially to you, listener, who right now you're perched on the brink of having to make a decision. You know you've got to make it for your sake. And because you're perched on that brink, you need help to either leap off into that place of faith. And we have a couple minutes and only a couple, so I'm just going to offer a brief prayer for you, listener, right now, and then we're going to close. Father God, the person or persons who really need to make a decision, Lord, be with them right now. Give them the assurance that they need. Yes, it's a leap of faith. And they think they're leaping into the unknown, but they're really leaping into your hands, your capable and loving hands. Give them the courage to do that, and that they will follow through whatever they need to do. And especially, Lord, if today you have caused them to listen so that they can know that the Women's Refuge of Vero Beach is the focal point of their healing. Enable them to make that connection today. In Jesus' name, amen. We have time for the phone number again.
The phone number for the Women's Refuge of Vero Beach, 772-770-4424.
Wonderful. Diane and Denise, And Marie and Carol, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
I presume you're going to be back with us before you know
it. We would love it.
Tune in next Monday at 11 a.m. as we take another fascinating trip to the front lines.